Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Easy for me to say. This morning I'm coming to you from my study here at the church where I often sit to read my morning devotional, and I wanted to share this morning's devotional with you. It surprised me and was quite familiar. And to those of you who worship here regularly, the theme and the topic should be quite familiar, but I take it as a sign that this is a good reminder for all of us. I'm reading from Henry Nouwen's this book of daily devotions and meditations, You Are the Beloved. Henry Nouwen was a Catholic priest, and he wrote a number of books, a lot of books, one of which is quite popular called The Wounded Healer. And the title of today's devotion is The Divine Gift of Unity. He writes, Jesus prays for unity among his disciples and among those who, through the teaching of his disciples, will come to believe in him. Jesus says, may they all be one, just as, Father, you are in me and I in you, which comes from John 17. We pray those words as part of our prayer for unity here. And this is what Henry Nouwen has to say about that. He said, these words of Jesus reveal the mystery that unity among people is not first of all the result of human effort, but rather a divine gift. And so we pray for it. We pray that God would make it so among us. Unity among people is a reflection of the unity of God. The desire for unity is deep and strong among people. It's a desire between friends, between married people, between communities, and between countries. Wherever there is a true experience of unity, there is a sense of giftedness. While unity satisfies our deepest need, it cannot be explained by what we say or do. There exists no formula for unity. When Jesus prays for unity, he asks his Father that those who believe in him, that is, in his full communion with the Father, will become a part of that unity. Nouwen writes, I continue to see in myself and others how often we try to make unity among ourselves by focusing all of our attention on each other and trying to find the place where we can feel united. But often we become disillusioned, realizing that no human being is capable of offering us what we most want. Such disillusionment can easily make us become bitter, cynical, demanding, and even violent. Jesus calls us to seek our unity in and through him. When we direct our inner attention, not first of all to each other, but to God to whom we belong, then we will discover that in God we also belong to each other. This unity that we pray for begins and comes from God through Jesus Christ. You know, in the church, there's all sorts of programs for all sorts of things that to try to help us grow closer to each other or to reach out to the community to become more spirit-filled or spirit-led or yada, yada, yada. Plenty of people peddling things and programs and lessons to the church to try and make us more one way or another. We've been praying for unity, not uniformity, here for over 5 years, and we continue to pray that God would work to bring us together for the common mission that we have been called to here at Ascension. And my prayer is for the broader Christian church, that we would sense a common sense of mission, or enjoy a common sense of mission, and see Christ in one another, and focus more on the things that unite us and the things that divide us. I invite you to join me in praying the prayer for unity, that if you worship here, it should sound familiar. And if you don't, I invite you to join along and maybe even come to know it yourself. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son Jesus, pray that his followers might be one. Make us one with him, as he is one with you, so that in peace and unity, not uniformity, we may share the message of your love with one another and the community. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I hope these words have been an encouragement to you, and I hope you have a great day. And if you're anywhere near the Sacramento area, that you stay cool, not only today, but throughout the weekend. Take care.